And right now, let's go live to Los Angeles. Steve Futterman, CBS correspondent, is standing by there, and we've got more news in the fires for you. More deaths, unfortunately, from the campfire in Northern California, but far fewer people missing. And Steve, good morning. So, as you say, more deaths, but they've cut the number of missing people more or less in half?
Yeah, the number of missing now down to 130. We always thought that would be the case. What happens in these fires is that a nervous relative or family member, understandably nervous, by the way, will try to get in touch with someone they know, and the person doesn't answer, and they just are playing it safe and get nervous. They call law enforcement and say, my friend, my relative, they're missing. They're added to the list, when in fact that person is okay. And that's what we're seeing here. Still 130 people still unaccounted for. That's a very large number, and one would expect a significant number, part of that number is going to be found as victims of this fire. The campfire death toll is now 56. They found 8 more remains yesterday, and as I think we mentioned the other day, they are not really finding bodies. They are finding bone fragments, body parts. They have anthropologists there, DNA experts there, and that's how gruesome this search has become.
Steve, I heard one thing with this campfire, that Paradise is only a couple of roads in and out, and plus there's one dirt road that goes back, I guess, to the part maybe toward where the fire had come from, and that a lot of people, as they tried to get out, were ended up sort of stuck. It was almost a parking lot on that road. I mean, are they finding a lot of remains of people who are in or around their cars?
Yes, they found a number of bodies inside the cars. We believe that all of these people pretty much were trying to escape when they were overtaken by the flames. And it's very interesting. Sometimes, you know, you talk about people, they stay too long in their homes. That doesn't appear to be the case here. The people left very quickly. There weren't people who were sticking by their homes and just made a frantic run at the end. This fire moved so quickly. So many people who wanted to leave at the first evacuation notice just were not able to.
Is this the one where some of the residents have already sued the power company?
Yeah, you have some lawsuits already. Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, they're being sued. Another power company, Southern California Edison, they will probably be sued in Southern California. Of course, at this moment, we don't know exactly the cause of the fire. Lots of attention being focused, though, on these two utility companies. And I will say this, you know, you talk about Wall Street reacting. Both those companies' stocks have really tanked the last couple of days as investors are worried that they will face massive civil lawsuits.
And then, Steve, one more thing as far as containment goes. Are they getting any sort of control over these fires?
Oh, yeah, they really are. The campfire is 35% contained, but right now it's burning mostly wilderness areas. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California, definite progress there, now 52% contained, and both of these fires essentially are not threatening any more structures anymore.
Very good. All right, CBS correspondent Steve Futterman, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Have a good day.